The committee forged ahead with two bills. One would make policy changes, like requiring audits of Kansas school district savings accounts. The other would provide an immediate boost in school funding, but cancel scheduled increases that lawmakers approved last year. Republican Representative Christy Williams says future lawmakers should have the flexibility to make those decisions.
We can make promises, but if we can't pay for those promises, then we're back in the same situation that we were previously.
Democrats say eliminating future funding increases will undercut efforts to resolve the legal battle. They want the House to simply agree to the governor's funding plan. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.